masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your host, Zainab. Dear listeners, today we'll talk about a very interesting topic, that is Dua's supplication about Mahdawiyyat. Dr. Karim, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Very warm welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming. Dr. Karimi, we discussed about some of the supplications about Mahdawiyyat, and the supplication that we had been discussing in the previous two sessions was the most famous dua, dua Ilahi Azum al-Bala. And you explained that dua, you translated that dua, you said that the dua has three parts, explaining about the calamities during the occultation, explaining about the blessings on Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and Ahlul Bayt, and then the last part also about the prayers. And then there was doubt induced by the Wahhabi scholars on the second part of the dua, wherein we send blessings, or wherein the Prophet and Imam Ali alayhis salam are addressed as Kafiyan, the sufficient. You explained very beautifully the attributes that the intermediaries have, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has. Do we have any more doubts that the Wahhabi scholars have about?
Basically, as I mentioned, the main doubt and misconception is about this part in which we say that Ya Muhammad, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, O Ali, O Ali, O Muhammad, Ikfiyani fa innakuma kafiyan. Suffice me as you are sufficient for me, وَانْصَرَانِ فَإِنَّكُمَا نَاصَرَانِ, and help me since you are my helpers. And we said that they say that this is against the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدًا, Allah is sufficient for the servants. And we refer to some parts of the answer to this question and misconception, and I just want to share and shed more light on other aspects of this answer. We said that the role of intention is very important in determining whether a person has committed polytheism or not, whether a person is a monotheist or not. Mm-hmm. In this dua, in many cases, we talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We begin the dua by saying Ilahi or Allahumma,
yeah,
or my Lord.
End it with the same.
Exactly. And we refer to the different attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Antal Mustahan, we only seek help from you. Wa ilayka al-mushtaka, we bring our complaints toward you. Wa alayka al-muhawwala fi shiddati wa rakha. And also we end the dua by saying Ya Arhamar Rahimin, O most merciful of the merciful. Mm-hmm. So we said that the intention matters. If you ask the Shia that, do you believe that Prophet Muhammad and Imam Ali salam are independent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one will answer you positively. I talked about the famous sentence of the second caliph, like Lawla Ali lahalaka Umar. Now the point is that sometimes they say that no, this is not true. The Shia, their intention is not like this. Their intention is that they are independent. Now the
and
point is that
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the king of intentions.
Yeah.
No human being like
that's
I
the point.
Sting here, do not know what are your intentions.
And we are not allowed to decide
judge
and judge the intentions.
Yeah.
And this is mentioned explicitly in the Quran that, for example, in chapter Nisa, verse 94, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تَقُولُ لِمَنْ أَلْقَى إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامَ لَسْتَ مُؤْمِنًا. It happened at the time of the Prophet that some people came to the Prophet or other companions of the Prophet and they say that we are Muslims. But some Muslims rejected their Islam and say that no, you are not Muslim. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very explicitly says that you are not allowed to say to those people who claim that we are Muslims that you are not Muslim.
Sure. So Dr. Karimi, I'll be talking to you about that. Here we need to take a short break. The listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Lost Savior, and we are talking about the supplications related to Mahdawiyyat.
It's been mentioned in a very interesting narration by the Prophet that مَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُنَقِّبَ عَنْ قُلُوبِ النَّاسِ. I was not sent to discover the hearts of the people, meaning that I'm not sent to judge about the intentions of the people. If a person comes to me and says that I believe in God and I believe in you or the Prophet, I will accept it from him or her. This is mentioned by Sahih Muslim. Let me also share some more examples of the fact that intentions matter. We know that the angels, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam, they all prostrated before Adam. Now we ask these Wahhabis that isn't it kind of polytheism? They prostrate before God. True. They say that no, they didn't. Their intention was not worshipping. So we say the same about what we are doing. Or for example, when the brothers of Yusuf, Joseph, they prostrated before him, isn't it a kind of polytheism? They say that no, they didn't intend worship. They meant respect.
All right.
Or for example, we know that in the Quran, it's been mentioned in chapter Qasas, verse 15, that there was a conflict between one of the companions of Prophet Musa alayhi salam and one of those people belonging to Fir'aun.
Mm-hmm.
And Allah says that فَاسْتَغَاثَهُ الَّذِي مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ عَلَى الَّذِي مِنْ عَدُوبِهِ. That person who was the companion of Moses asked him for help. This istighatha, I mean asking for help, isn't it a kind of polytheism? The Wahhabis also agree that no, because he didn't mean that Musa alayhi salam is independent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is weird that they accept all these different intentions by different people and angels, and only when it comes to the Shia, and the Shia explains their intentions, that this is our intention.
True. But the du'as start with Ilahi, their du'as end with Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, and then still... you're there to judge the intentions.
Yeah, and let me just share one interesting narration that when the Holy Prophet passed away, it's been mentioned that Imam Ali alayhi salam and the first Caliph Abu Bakr, they came and sat next to the holy body of the Prophet and they removed the shroud over the face of the Prophet. And both of them, they said that Udhkurni or Udhkurna inda Rabbik ya Rasulullah, O the Prophet, remember us before your Lord. So it's been mentioned in many Sunni sources. Isn't it a kind of tawassul to the dead people?
True.
The Wahhabis may have a kind of answer to this question, but when it comes to the Shia doing tawassul, they do not accept the same explanation. So I think with these explanations become to the point that when we say that ikfiyani fa innakuma kafiyan, we do not mean independent sufficient. These people, I mean these holy personalities, the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, are completely poor before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
True.
Dependent on him, but they are very great because of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them such a great status and has commanded the Muslims to obey them.
True.
The next point that I would like to share answering this doubt is the fact that when we refer to the Noble Book of Quran, we see that in some cases, some prophets, they attribute some actions which to begin with belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they attribute those actions to themselves. In this case, I'm talking about Isa, Jesus alayhi salam, in chapter Ali Imran, verse 49, he talks about some of his miracles. For example, he says that أني أخلق لكم من الطين كهيئة الطير فأنفخ فيه فيكون طيرا بإذن الله. I will create for you the form of a bird out of clay, then I will breathe into it and it will become a bird, but by Allah's leave. So here Jesus says that أني أخلق لكم, I create. Isn't it a kind of polytheism? No, because he himself explains that bi-idhnillah, this is through the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is exactly what is done in the concept of tawassul. وَأُبْرُؤُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَسَ, I cure the ill people. وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى, even I revive the dead people. This is a divine act to revive the dead people. Jesus alayhi salam attributes this action to himself. Isn't it an act of polytheism or Wahhabis? They say no, because he says that bi-idhnillah. We say the same thing about the concept of tawassul. If the Ahlul Bayt are able to do anything, it is because of the fact that they are given this permission by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The border between monotheism and polytheism is that intention and that permission by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we do not have that intention of independence, then there is no issue of polytheism at all. In another case, we see that it's been mentioned in chapter A'raf, verse 134, that when a plague fell upon the children of Israel, they say that, Ya Musa, ud'u lana rabbak, O Moses, invoke your Lord. So instead of them asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help, they say that, O Musa, you please ask your Lord on behalf of us. Is it a kind of polytheism? Again, the answer of Wahhabis is also negative. Then they continued addressing Musa by saying that if you remove the plague from us, they didn't say that if God removes the plague. They say that, O Musa, if you remove the plague, then we will believe in you. There are a couple of other verses in this regard, like in the story of Mubahala, the Prophet and Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, and Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, they came to have a kind of mutual curse with those Christians. And the word of the Quran is, فَنَجْعَ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to curse. So here a role is given to the Prophet. So in all these cases, what matters is in the intention and the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the dua of Tawassul, and we say that, Ya wajihan inda Allah, ishfa' lana inda Allah, again the same. We are mentioning the name of Allah, that, O Prophet, do as a kind of intercessor between us and Allah. The Wahhabis, they just consider ishfa', but they do not consider the word Allah. If they are intermediaries, they are intermediaries between us and God, and they are completely dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just one last point, which is an event in the history of Islam mentioned by both Shia and Sunnis. We know that after the demise of the Prophet, some of the Muslims, they became apostates, including, and some people believed in false claimants of prophethood, like Musaylama. And it's been mentioned that when the companions of the Prophet, together with the first caliph, they went to fight this person and his people, their slogan was, Ya Muhammad, Ya Muhammad. So they were calling, as these Wahhabis put it, a dead person.
Yeah.
Isn't it an act of polytheism? Again. The Wahhabis say no. They are just, all of them, they are just people, they are virtuous. They didn't mean that. They didn't mean Muhammad as an independent person. So I think all these verses, narrations from Shia Sunni sources, all these events in the history tell us that these people need to review their perspective regarding the beliefs of the Shia.
They need to contemplate on these duas, exactly. Actually.
Sure.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Dr. Karimi. You gave the beautiful explanations to clear these doubts, and they helped so much. And the best part of your answers I liked was that Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, said that, I was not sent down to judge your intentions. Mm-hmm. So when Prophet with that personality is saying that I'm not here to judge their intentions, then who are we as human beings, as common people, to judge the intentions that no Shias as the intention of Shias is this and the intention of Sunnis is this. The intentions cannot be judged by humans. That's proved in this hadith. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best judge of the judges. He is the king of all intentions. He knows the intentions of all hearts, as we say, Wallahu a'lam, as he himself says, Wallahu a'lam. He knows what is in the hearts. Thank you so much, Dr. Karimi, being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Stay tuned for more beautiful programs. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.